All the actual money and what's it the need of deployment that it's last
Still moved.
second.
Mike's on now. Any additions or corrections? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. What's my... Okay. Eric, go ahead.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Bob, you gave us a good compliment, Nick, Mr. Nichols, on the mowing Tuscarora.
Yeah, whoever your worker is on County Route 5 that's mowing the brush back, he's doing an excellent job. He's making two, three passes. He's getting it back, getting the full right of way opened up. Very nice. Very
I hate
nice.
to let this secret out, but Tuscarora signed up to do it themselves this year. So we
we did the road ourselves, but you got a guy in there mowing back further, I think, isn't it?
Caton, Bobby, or R. Caton, or Town of
Yeah,
Caton?
Dale Gridley.
Dale Gridley.
Okay.
I thought you meant the road.
No, I'm talking they're getting the banks back.
That's Dale Gridley.
Yeah.
And he's doing an excellent job. I'm
Oh,
not
we take
talking
that
about
back.
right on the edge because I knew we did that, but you guys got a crew, somebody in there mowing it further back where it needs to be.
Good
I just
deal.
wanted to compliment you on it.
Appreciate it. We'll pass it on for sure.
That's a nice Kubota too. I like that.
Yeah.
They're all great. We got, what do we have? Three now? Three now. So we're
Yeah.
going to try to stick it into the fall a little further to try to get some more done. So
That's
no, it helps tremendously having the equipment.
looked like a new Kubota we bought there not too long ago. But he is doing an excellent job.
Great. All right. I'll get on the way here with the agenda. So the first issue is we're requesting authorization to add a line striping machine to a major equipment list. So this machine is specific to railroad crossings and marking like that, not necessarily parking lot marking, but we can use it for that as well. We generally contract this out, costs about 13, 14 grand to do. We're hoping to be able to take that over and do it in-house with the two guys in our downtime in between some things seasonally. The engineering department's going to handle it. So that's why we're requesting. We have went out to bid for this service, as I said, about 14,000. So we feel we can do it. So we're requesting authorization for the line striping machine in the amount of $6,409.
Move it.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting authorization to abandon surplus property near New York State Route 21 in the town of Fremont. So, this strip of surplus property that runs alongside State Route 21 in the town of Fremont. The county originally purchased land back in 1928, from what we can see, and it gave the maintenance jurisdiction to the state to allow for the establishment of Route 21, its conception, which was standard practice at the time. During the 1960s, the state moved the road slightly northward. Its current position and to its current position and gave maintenance responsibility to the strip of land. To date, the ownership of the strip of land has never been returned to the adjoining property owners. So we're asking to do this. It's property we're never going to use. It's something small. It cleans up a mess. Tim can explain the abandonment process if we need to or the procedure. He was involved with this legal. Nothing we haven't done in the past.
I'll move it.
I'll second it. But there's no sense of keeping it because the landowner might better have it.
Yeah, we have. It's funny. It's not funny, but what's going on right now with it, Bob, is it's been there so long, and this little strip, the way it's situated, if you will. There's a barn right on a portion of it. There's access from another farmer on the other. It's best thing to do is to clean it up and to.
How much acreage is it? Just
Oh, a little over acre and a half,
okay.
but it's a long, narrow strip.
So
Yeah, we
does
have
it
no use for
revert
it.
to the original property owners at that point?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Fred.
Does it revert to the original property owners after we abandon it?
That's who it's going to, the closest landowners and the original, right? Tim, am I saying that correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
It goes back to the property that came from.
Mm-hmm. It's literally already been taken over.
I mean, it ain't the same people owning it, but it's the same chunk of property.
Yes, correct.
1928, they're probably on the wrong side of the grass now.
We have a motion and a second on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
So the next item, requesting authorization to enter into a supplemental agreement with New York State DOT right-of-way acquisitions for the County Road 4 Bridge, New York project. Back in April, we brought it in front of you folks, Public Works and Finance Committee, to approve the supplemental agreement to proceed with the right-of-way acquisitions. We didn't have all the property signed up, so we're just trying to clean that piece up. So we're requesting to construct and maintain a project specifically to construct the replacement of the bridge. The county has acquired three different landowners. We're just trying to make this a bit cleaner. The tax parcel IDs related to this, there's three pieces, as I said: Hates, Dalrymple Gravel, and Sakona. Tax ID for the Hate property is 261.01-023. Sakoma property, that ID is 261.0001-036. And the Dalrymple Gravel Construction Company property portion is 261.00-01-036. So I'm looking for approval of that to finalize that process.
So moved.
So are we buying the property?
We are. We are.
We're buying the property from these folks.
Yeah, it'll allow us some maintenance down the road, as well as we have to be able to do the project.
I'll second it.
Cool. You have any idea what the cost is going to be, Eric?
I do. So the Hate property, it's a total grand total. Let me say this. It's a grand total of about $1,800 between all three.
Okay. Close enough. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. Next item, shared service agreement for the use of salt we do every year from the Cohocton shop, involving Avoca Central School and the Village of Cohocton. So we're requesting authorization to enter into a shared service agreement starting January 2026 for the use of salt with Avoca Central School District and the Village of Cohocton. Some of you folks may remember we bill by the load. Our supervisor at the shop keeps track. It's worked well. And then we pass the expense of that on to them.
So they don't buy the salt. We buy the salt, and we just basically sell it to them
for what we
pay. At our cost.
Yep.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah. All good.
Or second it, whichever.
Yep. Whichever. Yep.
Doesn't matter.
You get that, Amanda? Okay. Any further questions or discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same. Carried.
Next. Next is a discussion for the commercial demolition. Jack, are you bringing this up? Or
I can, yeah, and tag in, wherever I screw up. The chair, Eric, and I met with the Village of Bath. As you recall, it was the Village of Bath and City of Corning were primary kind of askers about how this process would work. Village of Bath is much farther along on a property on Exchange Street behind Liberty Street over here. They have received quotes from a demo contractor that we've used many times in the past as well, and they're more reasonable. I guess I was surprised that the tonnage of the proposed property is estimated at 330 tons, so that was smaller than I anticipated. In addition, it's mostly lumber, and the masonry is pretty much all gone. And there's not much inside the building. This demo contractor does a lot of salvage as well, so I think there's going to be a lot of things that he salvages from there. So he gave the village a pretty good price. So talking about what a financial, the dollar amount, the financial commitment, whether you want to consider taking it into your landfill or compensate to take it somewhere else. First, they're doing asbestos testing right now. It does not appear from the village that there is asbestos, but they have to confirm that. So a lot of it hinges on that. At 330 tons, if it does not contain asbestos, we charge at our landfill $30 for municipal C&D. So that'd be about $9,900 worth of value into the landfill. Hakes, we have a quote from Hakes that Eric got, what they charge tip fee. They do not take asbestos. They charge $45 a ton. So that's about $15,000 that they would be looking to charge, or the cost of that. And say it did contain asbestos, our municipal asbestos fee is $125 a ton. So that's about $41,000 worth of value. So smaller in scope, I would say, something that, at least in my opinion, is more workable than a very large property that is masonry and, you know, a lot of steel or any of those sort of things. I would recommend, if you consider establishing such a program, because in my view, I think you would want to do that first, is establish parameters of a program like you did for the municipal residential demos, because it's bound to come up again. The city of Hornell has a property that they're not as far along, and it's uncertain if they'll acquire title to it, but they may be back asking. My thought is to cap it at one project a year, $50,000 maximum value. That probably, it certainly seems like that would be enough to help in the Village of Bath's case to make the project, or help the project go forward. But it also doesn't open it up to, I think, Nick, you might have said Phillips last time, you know, sure, something like that. So those are initial thoughts, and whether you want it to come into your landfill. I mean, I don't want to speak for Eric and Steve. Obviously, we want good stuff in our landfill. 330 tons is not an astronomical amount where, you know, I guess I wouldn't lose sleep at night if you folks made a decision to allow it into your landfill. But just putting those, all that information on the table for you for discussion.
You got this issue. And then we still got hanging out in the weeds is the store that the Village of Addison tore down. So does that fit into, I mean, it's not owned and it doesn't qualify.
Right.
Doesn't qualify. But would that have been considered a commercial unit?
I don't know how that was zoned. I'm guessing that zone residential. Maybe
it's both.
Yeah, because I guess there was commercial down at the bottom.
Downstairs, and some of them have people living upstairs.
It would have been commercial.
I would say, had they applied prior to demoing it,
they didn't do anything right.
Right. So retroactively, it doesn't apply. But theoretically, if they had applied earlier. Before it, under this project, it would be something I think that you would fit within the parameters.
I guess my question is, would it fall under commercial or would it fall under residential?
Probably commercial.
Okay, that's what I was kind of thinking too.
But it wasn't owned by Addison.
No, it doesn't qualify.
Yeah,
they just went in and tore somebody's house or building down. Okay, technically, and I guess that's in court, as I understand.
Yes, Jeff.
I just have a question on how it actually works as far as for the enterprise fund that the landfill is. So does the, like that $10,000, $9,900, whatever this would be, do we actually somehow pay that to the landfill out of the general side so that the enterprise fund's not taking the hit? Or how does that work?
No, it would take the hit.
The enterprise fund would pay
for it.
Right. It would pay for it if you could do a few things. I mean, you could theoretically give the village the money and take it back. You know, you could do it through general fund, like economic development fund. You could give them the money through the economic development fund. Then they pay that amount to the landfill. That's one way you could do it. For the commercial or for the residential and for the land bank, we just essentially waive the fees. So it's using space at no cost to them.
Yes, Scott.
So I like the idea of let's make it a program official. I agree with one property a year because it could open up the floodgates. Mm-hmm. And the problem is you only have basically three cities that would utilize, or a village and two cities that would utilize it. And we do a lot of those with the land bank anyways, mm-hmm. already. And I think the size of it is not so concerning that why I was pushing that maybe we should be sending stuff to Hakes instead.
Mm-hmm. Is there any thought about capping the tonnage per year?
It's a good idea. It's entirely up to you folks, I would say.
And you kind of cap it by the 50,000 that Jack suggested.
Mm-hmm.
So that would cap the tonnage. You charge what you do municipals, and when you hit the 50,000, it stops. Isn't that what you were thinking, Jack?
Yeah, if you cap it at 50,000 and say...
That caps the tonnage, too.
And say the tonnage was worth 75,000, then the municipality would have to come up with the difference.
Right.
And because we say one project a year, if we're only going to use 9,000 of the 50,000 in the first year, it doesn't mean 41 is still available
right.
for more projects.
Right.
Project, that's it.
And that's how you handle the residential ones too.
Yeah. Kelly.
That was the question I was going to say. If we're going to say we're willing to spend up to 50 and we only spend 9 on this one, if a potential beneficial project came up, could you consider more than one in the year?
That would,
you're capping the dollar amount, which caps the tonnage, and you have this project that's only going to use somewhere between 9 and 15,000, provided there's no asbestos. You could consider more than one.
That would be up to you how you structure the program. Yeah.
I don't think you want to do that because you get too many projects, and we're basically taking it on the chin, the enterprise fund, and we've got to test that landfill for what, 30 to 50 years after it's closed.
Yeah, that, and we generally get involved. The other piece to this that a lot of people don't notice or see, I guess, is we get involved with the trucking and between the land bank stuff and stuff we've done in the past, and then our own projects that we have going. And
we did tell the village in this case that don't consider us trucking it.
Yes, that's right.
Yep, just talking to them, obviously not committing anything on your behalf, but our opinion was. I'll speak for myself. My opinion was to keep trucking labor, everything out of it. Just focus it on.
You're already given a big enough present by doing the 9,900.
Yeah.
And the village thought they could work with the town and handle the trucking.
Shared services through towns and other towns.
Well, perhaps we should then consider Jack's suggestion of taking it out of the economic development fund and then giving the money to the landfill so the landfill doesn't take the hit.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Project, because right now we've certainly taken a little bit of a beating over how much fund balance we keep, and this would be a way to take a small piece of it out and put it into the enterprise fund, which needs to be self-sufficient.
We could, yeah, if you want to structure it that way.
Sort of like a reimbursement grant. They front the money, and then we pay them, so we're only paying the tip fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, and isn't this idea too, if commercial properties, I mean, it's intended to be some kind of economic mm-hmm. development. You're hoping they either build something mm-hmm. there or making your commercial district look better.
That's why I was thinking the economic development fund, because it's separate than the general fund. General fund certainly has more fund balance. Economic development fund has enough to be able to carry this for a number of years without taking a big hit. But that way, cash wise, the landfill at least stays whole.
And we've discussed that the land bank, that if we were applying for another $1.5 million, I think, in grant. If we do any more large projects, that we should be paying tip fees, whether it be at ours or at Hakes, if we mm-hmm. do any more demos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because ultimately, the faster the landfill, just like the proposed changes, mm-hmm. which I'm in agreement with, but if you're filling it up with free stuff,
yeah,
mm-hmm. got to buy new, so you got to raise it to the public quicker mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you got to have the money to build a new one.
Yeah.
Scott, can we trade charge for trucking versus the tip fees?
Is there any? Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Has there been any thought of having the municipality contribute some amount of money?
So in this case, there's some other fees that in their quote look like are going to be waived that the municipality can waive. The tip fees are the by far the largest portion of that. But if those deductions happen, it looks like the village would be spending about $155,000. So significant skin in the game.
Yeah. Okay. 'Cause they got to pay the demolition contractor and all that. And
any other thoughts? Is there interest in making a motion today to create this fund, if you will, like $50,000 fund to be paid to the village or the city?
I'd make a motion to one project a year up to $50,000 in tip fees.
I'll second that as long as it's one project per year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dollar thing that Kelly was questioning.
And that money,
you know, it's good that you brought it up, so it settles the question.
And that money would be to come from the economic development
fund to the landfill. I'll talk to Mitch as well. We might be able to handle that with internal transfers instead of mm-hmm. actually wiring the money to the village to just wire it back to us.
Yeah.
That would be a cleaner way to do it.
Yeah, I just don't want to get into audit mess because I don't mm-hmm. know enough about that stuff.
Yeah.
Let me talk to them, but that gives us enough for a parameter to develop a resolution for this month's agenda.
Because we haven't had that many commercial demolitions to think about anyway.
These are the first. I
mean, you want to stay away from like the Westinghouse.
Well, yeah,
it's a huge thing.
In my years, the city of Corning has requested a couple, but they were huge masonry, steel, those sort of things. And it was basically like a non-starter. It was so expensive, and what we could contribute was going to be minimal.
Yeah, uh-huh. Really, municipalities would not be in ownership of a Westinghouse type project.
Yeah.
No.
I think it limits.
I'm thinking of building that size. You just.
I think it allows a project like this where, I mean, it's a four-story building. It's not small, but it's not it's not the massive ones. The one in Hornell is another possibility. I think it creates a swim lane and an option to help a municipality that has the capability to do it. But I don't envision we end up with, five requests a year or anything like that.
Yeah. We basically avoided one by selling that Masonic temple in Corning.
we either avoid it, but I do know Chris has fielded questions over the years about the land bank, and the land bank does not do commercial.
No.
So, I think we did.
Although we're doing one in Cahokia.
Yeah, we did. We did one that was zoned commercial, but like this size commercial, we really.
Yeah.
So that gives us enough to develop the resolution.
Okay. So you make that a motion, yep. Nick?
Well, sir.
Second it. Any questions or further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That carries.
Thank you.
We have a sheet that was passed out to us regarding tip fee changes. That's open for discussion.
Yeah, and not looking, Eric and crew will present this, but not looking for action today. This is to put on your radar for in future months.
So just kind of to simplify this a bit with the numbers and stuff, we're really looking at changing two line items for an increase to try to battle some of these growing costs and the cost and expense related to landfill expansion and then just general operations. Those two lines would be garbage bath landfill, which we propose or discuss obviously with you folks, $48 to $52 in 2026. And then we'd also like to go in 27 to take that up to $55. So again, right now we're at $48. We'd request 26, it'd go to 52, and then 27, it'd go to 55. The other line item up for discussion would be transfer station garbage. Again, another minor increase, but it is an increase. 65 to 70 in 2026. And then in 2027, it'd go up to 75. So those would be the two changes that we're here to discuss that will help us move forward a bit with trying to get our numbers aligned.
And would you make those part right of this resolution one approved now so you don't have to do this again next year?
That, again, as Jack said, this was a discussion, but it's entirely up to you folks to do what you want based on what we're saying. But yeah, it'd be both.
Go up January 1st, 2027.
And we wanted to stay below the others to not have haulers, or, you know, not hit the residents too hard, but also not to have haulers look for other options. But Steve provided a pretty thorough, detailed analysis of there's essentially only one other landfill in Western New York that charges rates lower than us. So still feel competitive.
Yeah.
When was the last time we increased the tip fee?
Is that last year?
Last year.
I think
2024.
I
2024.
I think 2024, but we went a number of years, Joe, and we had this discussion that we went a number 5+ years with zero increase. So, you know, the legislature has always been very sensitive, obviously, especially when it comes to residents and how much they pay. But it, because we haven't kept regular increases like we would if we were Casella or something else, that's why we're behind. But again, we can operate. But as you've all mentioned, we know the last cell cost us $18 million. The next one shouldn't cost us that much. But from a cash standpoint, we have about $5 million in actual cash position in the enterprise fund. And we're discussing options for you when it comes time for the next sell, but need to be mindful to keep that cash position up.
Yeah. The reality is everything's going up. Fuel's going up, labor's going up, insurance is going up. Everything's going up. If you don't raise a little with it, then you get stuck in a big increase. And
we're
going to
be way behind and then coming with 20% requests.
And you hope there's no big rock formation in there.
Exactly. Yeah,
right. They're saying there's not, but there's a lot of dirt to move, and that project is coming up sooner than later. Mm-hmm. What are we looking to put up?
$500,000 discovery?
Yeah, $500,000. I remember I was sitting at the roller skating rink when Jack and I were with the kids trying to figure it out with the contractor. Yeah, it was quite a bit. Yeah. When we, Steve? Yeah, we're looking for the new cell construction next year, not to scare anybody, but the way things are going, it's moving quick.
But outside of those two lines you highlighted, Eric, we would be requesting everything that's highlighted to change. It's just those are the two big...
Okay, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Those are the two big ones. The ones essentially we're recommending what is on the sheet.
Everything at Shell, you're recommending a raise?
Yep. And
thanks for the correction.
The mixed municipal solid waste trailer, that's our contract with Casella. We actually have a 3-year contract. So right now it's 37, next year will be 38, following year will be 39, and then time to negotiate a new contract. So that's kind of that's already baked in. Don't really need to do anything with that. But the rest are, you know, smaller. Certainly the sludges are important. And, you know, quite a bit of volume, but Eric hit on, you know, the big ones.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was focused on the residents where possibly. Yeah.
And we're keeping the bags the same so that takes care of the residentials that they're taking their own garbage up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts? Is there any interest in moving forward with this at this time?
And we were talking about effective January 1st.
January 1. Yes, that's correct, Jack.
If you want a motion, I'll move it. Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a
second?
I'll second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
And to be clear, for the resolution, you are comfortable with us putting in the increases for 2027 as well?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Saves having to come back and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. We're good for 2 years, and that's nice.
Well, we've always had the landfill didn't get into the real property taxes, so we've got to charge it accordingly so it doesn't get into real property taxes. Supposed to be a standalone unit. So,
all right, next item. Eric, you want to do that?
Yeah, next item, bids.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
First item, grinding of wood debris. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Crooker Trucking LLC, in the amount of $1,300 per hour for grinding of wood debris. This is to get a stage and set up. We've been storing debris from Tropical Storm Debbie at the landfill, roughly 4,300 tons that we did not put into the landfill at the time. for obvious reasons. So this will allow us to get things cleaned up on site and put this price in motion so we can move forward.
So what are you going to do with the wood chips?
It's great for the landfill and gas extraction over time as it takes its process. Grind them and use them for cover.
Okay. Just curious.
Get the most use out of the space. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we will get reimbursed. Todd just reminded me we'll get reimbursed for these expenses with FEMA.
Right. That's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do the other one too, Eric?
Yeah. The next item is a John Deere 300G excavator stick repair. We recommend awarding the sole bidder, Boschman Services, Inc., in the amount of $14,525 for the John Deere 300G excavator stick repair.
What happened to that?
Boom has stress cracks. It's not a terribly older machine, but it is from 17. It does happen. Needs to be ground out, professionally welded, certified, and plated. So in the boom section. So that's what brought it up. There's 3,200 hours on the machine.
Okay. Yeah,
a lot of work.
Any questions on the bids? Do I have a motion to approve?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Anything else?
Well, before Eric disappears, I've been personally been the on-site supervisor of the bridge on County Route 11. And I'd like to say, you know, that the bridge crew is doing a phenomenal job on that. And if you don't drive by a project like that every day to see what goes on, you don't really realize what's going on. And I felt safe driving across that bridge until we had to go around it and they're tearing it apart. And I'm like, oh my God.
From the bridge or the detour? Because I've had
no, from the bridge. When they start tearing that bridge apart, it's like, I can't believe I've been driving over this all these years. But yeah. No qualms about it at all. But they are doing a fantastic job. And it looks like we're getting close to completion on that. So I just like to commend the bridge crew for a great job they're doing on those bridges.
We appreciate it, and definitely, as always, I'll pass it on. It's nice that our folks do them in house. I mean, I don't know if people realize how lucky we are to have the guys we have and the system in place that we do. Absolutely. No credit to the current administration, but it's wonderful, that and the culvert project. So that's great. Thank you, and I will pass it on, Nate.
Okay. Nate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One request here. To reclassify one currently filled senior account clerk typist, CSEA grade I, to principal account clerk typist, CSEA grade M. And this is another one of those situations that I bring to you once in a while where it's a longtime employee. The duties have really expanded over the years, much higher level responsibilities, much more duties, and the duties certainly warrant the title change.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion or questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I have one question.
Yes, Scott.
Regarding the landfill, and we talk about the next cell, how are we on land? And are we at the point where we need to start considering buying more of that farm?
This might be a question for Steve. I know we discussed it and we thought we were good at this point.
We're good on land, but we're in constant conversation with the farmer who sold us the other, and he indicates that he still could be interested in selling here.
Okay.
In the future, but he hasn't given us any time frame or anything like that.
All right.
We've got enough now for 40 years.
Oh, okay.
Waste disposal.
I'll be gone.
Okay, good.
My retirement.
We'll miss you, Nick.
He meant to say 25. Yeah. 5 years. Not for the retirement, but for... Seems to be filling quicker than we.
On those fees that we did, there was always used to be a lot of conversation on the landfill fees where we'd let, the trailers from out of the county come in at a cheaper rate. But it is what it is. I mean, we need the, and I assume they're bringing in good garbage, what I'm calling good for gas. So
yeah.
You kind of need that if you're going to have the gas plant.
Yeah, they're not hauling in construction debris every day. It's garbage from households and so forth.
Right. So that's why I've always been able to justify that, because we need the garbage to make the gas part of the plant pay for itself. because we got to have a certain amount of gas, keep them there.
This is true.
All right. Anything else?
Motion adjourned.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. We are adjourned.
Thank you.